A reading from the book of Genesis. In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, when no plant of the field was yet in the earth, and no herb of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no one to till the ground, but a stream would rise from the earth and water the whole face of the ground. Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Out of the ground the Lord God made to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall die." The word of the Lord. Knowledge and wisdom. We often confuse one for another. We know that what we need to live rightly is wisdom, but often we settle for knowledge. Knowledge, after all, is so much easier to come by. Wisdom takes years and years to come by. This is the trouble with the man. He's supposed to till the garden, because with no one to till it, nothing grows. He is supposed to partake of the tree of life in the center of the garden, but we know he just can't keep away from that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the shortcut. And he thinks with that knowledge, that will be enough. With the knowledge of good and evil, he can do everything he needs to do. Why till the soil? Why spend years working? You and I hope, know the answer. Though maybe we don't always live that way. It takes years of tilling the soil to develop wisdom. It takes years of nurturing life in others and being with them, our hands in the soil, paying attention to develop wisdom. Knowledge is not enough. Today, maybe we can try and live out that thing we know, to not let a little bit of knowledge suffice, to really try and gain some wisdom and live out of that. Make our decisions not on a few quick thoughts, but from what we have learned from years of living. Knowledge can augment our wisdom, but wisdom really needs to be the thing that guides our actions, our decisions. Today, let us reverence wisdom.